Councilmember Joseph Golombek has pushed for the shift from May for years, and suddenly there's again interest in this community, and the council passed a home rule message yesterday asking Albany for the bills in both houses to be approved. The current schedule calls for all 9 school board members to be on the ballot in May, something which only happens every 15 years and is giving rise to a lot of backroom activity by activists, potential candidates, and donors. Golombek says the usual complaint is that a November ballot would make the school election political.
Really? They've been politicized all along. I've never missed a school board election. I don't know if it's because I'm an elected official or because I care about my community or what, but I've never missed a school board election. And they know that I'm a prime voter when it comes to things like that. So I've gotten letters from, you know, the BTF, from NYSET, from the partnership, from the left, from the right.
Some of the area's most prominent clergy members are pushing to persuade Albany to change the election day. State Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes says she doesn't know if the legislation can be pried out of the system and put on the floor for a vote, but she says she's trying and favors a November vote. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.